Morning. It's 11 minutes before 8 a.m. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Friday, December 6th, 2013. I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel with Raven News. The Sitka School District has come out ahead in this year's budget process by about $1 million. Nevertheless, district officials are not necessarily jumping for joy. The practice in Sitka schools recently has been to budget conservatively and hope for news like this, and then hope it happens again next year. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
With just over $1 million more on the balance sheet than he was expecting for this school year, Sitka Superintendent Steve Bradshaw is surprisingly subdued. He does not consider the additional funding a windfall at all.
No, what I consider it is that we can make it through again next year, you know, if the board decides to use approximately the same amount of reserve that they use this year, then we won't have to cut as much out of next year's budget.
Sitka's funding boost comes from several sources. The district has 43 more students than it planned on and three more intensive students. Combined, that's well over $500,000 more in revenues from the state just based on enrollment. Two chunks of one-time funding from the state for general education and for energy account for another $500,000. And there's another $400,000 in funding from the federal government's Secure Rural Schools program. Add it all up and subtract out increases in certain expenses, like salaries to cover paraprofessionals for the intensive needs students, some administrative expenses, and you've got a budget increase of about $1 million. For Bradshaw, though, the real windfall may come in putting money back in reserves that he and the board had pulled out to make the original budget balance. It's an annual drama in schools statewide trying to create a budget in the spring for the following school year. Things were particularly uncomfortable in Sitka since the board had dipped into reserves to the tune of $900,000.
I was hoping we could recoup half of that, but that's a hope, you know, and so there's no way of telling. And that's the tough part about the budgeting in this state. People get tired of hearing the superintendent and the school board cry wolf, but that's the only way when you build a budget on numbers that don't come until October, almost all the way through October the following year, the year that you're in your budget, that's the only way you can do it and still hang on to a handle on your finances.
Creating a mechanism in Alaska to provide so-called forward funding for schools remains a legislative goal for the Sitka District. Until that happens, the good news of a budget increase in one year could just as easily be bad news the following year. Bradshaw says there have been several close shaves in his years in the Sitka District. He was glad this was not one of them.
Have we not gotten the extra students and the extra two or three intensive students in the budget this year, and we had to keep that $900,000 in, that would have left us very little money to get through this next budget cycle.
Bradshaw is a short timer in the district. After 13 years on the job, he's submitted his resignation effective at the end of June next year. Time enough for one more budget. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
In other business, at its regular meeting this week, the Sitka School Board passed a revision to its policy covering cyberbullying. The new language notes that since the original policy was adopted, quote, technological advances have expanded the ways in which harassment, intimidation, or bullying can occur, including the ability to bully with anonymity and to reach a much broader audience, end quote. Superintendent Steve Bradshaw cautioned the board to pay close attention to the policy, because any bullying that affects a student's well-being, even if it occurs off campus or outside of school hours, could subject the bully to disciplinary action, including expulsion. Bradshaw anticipated that any cyberbullying case that rose to this level would likely be addressed by the board. The board also accepted the resignation of assistant principal Johnny Cotton, who was in his first year at Sitka High School. Bradshaw said the resignation was due to family issues. Karen Macklin has accepted a long-term sub-assignment until a replacement can be hired. Teams from around Southeast Alaska will be in Sitka this weekend for the Region 5 wrestling tournament. Mount Edgecombe High School is trying for its third straight championship in the 3A classification. Only Petersburg has had a so-called three-peat in the recent past. Jason Young is a Mount Edgecombe senior from Soldotna. He sees the event as a showcase.
Well, I just like the competition to be able to go out there and be aggressive and be able to kind of show who I am on the mat. It's kind of just a way to express myself almost.
The Braves have a regional roster of 48 wrestlers, 13 of them girls. Brittany Woods Orison, a junior from Rampart, is a newcomer to the sport, but she says it's the right one for her.
I didn't even know what wrestling was until I got here and someone convinced me to wrestle. And ever since, I've been really enjoying it, and it's made me better in my other sports and just being able to do stuff at home and help more and just helped me have a better lifestyle.
Mount Edgecombe's wrestling program has produced numerous boys' state champions in recent years. Paul Johansson has been to the state finals 2 times. Last year, one of the Braves' girls also placed at state. Deirdre D.D. Creed has been wrestling since second grade, and the Kotzebue senior is eager to try for another regional title this weekend.
Throughout the season, you might lose to an opponent, but at the regional tournament, it's almost as if the rest of the season hasn't really happened because anything can happen. And I believe that you can go to the regional tournament and beat anyone, even if they've beaten you.
If Creed wins down here and goes to state, she'll have one more task before returning from Anchorage. The Alaska School Activities Association, or ASA, is holding a vote on whether to sanction girls wrestling as its own sport. Creed plans to testify before the board. Her argument is a simple one.
I think it's always a good thing for a sports program to grow because it means more students are being active and healthy.
You can find a link to the full schedule of this weekend's regional wrestling action on our website, kcaw.org. Youth leadership programs in Alaska are making a difference. That's what a panel of teens said Wednesday during the second day of the Prevention Summit, put on by the State Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. 8 teenagers from Southeast Alaska spoke about youth leadership programs like Rebound, Lead On, and the Sitka Youth Leadership Committee. 18-year-old Juneau resident Lily Pothier participated in Aware's outdoor leadership program, Rebound, in which she and several other female teens went on a week-long kayak expedition. Pothier says the lessons she learned helped contribute to the prevention of sexual assault and domestic violence.
The statistics on sexual violence and assault are well known. Many, many women in Alaska have been impacted by these problems. And to stand up and speak out against it, we need to be intact. We need to feel whole, and we need to have a sense of our own power. And that's what this trip gives to participants.
During the summit panel, the teens spoke about what makes a good leader.
I think leadership is just not judging people for anything they've done, just being there for other people in your community and respecting everyone's differences.
Leadership is service, and it's service with respect and compassion. And leadership is being connected to the people and the place that you're in.
Being a leader is being positive. Like, first you have to kind of take what you say to people, like, you should do this and this. You should actually be what you're telling people to do. Like, I like to see positivity in my community. So recently I've changed from my negative ways, I guess, and now I'm a really positive person, and it's helped me a lot.
A favorite quote that I like to go by is, be the change you want to see in the world. Everyone knows that by Gandhi. And I think that's a great example of what a leader should be, is be the change, set examples, and tell your peers what you think they should do to better their future and better themselves.
I think setting a good example for your peers and others in your community, it doesn't seem as easy as it is. Just doing things that you think is right, and hopefully somebody will see that and be inspired to do the same.
You may not think that you may be able to change the world, just the entire world, but even if you just do some positive changes and try to do the best you can in, like, the small communities that we have here, you can definitely see a change.
I think leading by example is very important, but I also think that there's something to say for being willing to take responsibility and step up and kind of organize movements of change. I think that that's really what's needed with youth leaders, is the willingness and the confidence to take the initiative and be kind of the driving force behind the movement. Like, a lot of times, you know, teenagers especially, we want to do something, but we don't know exactly how. And I feel like that's a role that a youth leader can really step into.
Again, you just heard teens talking about what makes a good leader. Throughout the Prevention Summit, these participants also discussed existing youth leadership programs found in Juneau. To watch videos on how programs like Rebound, Lead On, and the Sitka Youth Leadership Committee are making a difference, visit the Southeast section of our website, kcaw.org. And the Ferry Leconte is ready to carry passengers again. State transportation officials say the Juneau-based ship will leave this morning for Haines and Skagway. It will return to its home port later in the day. They say repairs on the ship's bow thruster are complete. The Leconte went into dry dock in Ketchikan for repairs. The vessel has been off its schedule since the day before Thanksgiving. Sailings go to Angoon and Tenneke on Saturday. Sunday is another Haines-Skagway run, and its Monday sailing is to Gustavus and Hoonah. The bow thruster is scheduled to be replaced next winter. And that's all for Raven News for this morning. We're coming up on 8 a.m. This is KCAW Sitka. It's about 28 degrees in downtown Sitka, and skies are somewhat fair. They're getting cloudier, however. You can expect sun this morning, becoming partly cloudy with highs around 34. Light winds becoming southeast 5 miles per hour. Should be mostly cloudy by tonight with a few flurries, lows 25 to 31, and southeast winds 5 miles per hour. And mostly cloudy tomorrow with a slight chance of snow in the morning and a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs around 39 with light winds. At 8:46 this morning, we'll have a 2.9-foot low tide. At 2:40 this afternoon, an 11.3-foot high tide. And at 9:24 tonight, a minus 1.3-foot low tide. The sun will rise at 8:24, just 24 minutes from now, and set at 3:22 this afternoon. That's a total of 6 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, and a loss of 2 minutes and 7 seconds. Over yesterday. Do stay tuned if you can. At 8:18, we'll have a live local interview with the Sitka Conservation Society about their upcoming wild foods potluck. That is at 8:18, so stay tuned. 3 to 5 Preschool will hold a fundraiser breakfast with Santa tomorrow from 9 a.m. to noon at the Sitka United Methodist Church. It's $5 a plate, and there will be an opportunity for photos with Santa. You can call 747-6898 if you have any questions. You can also check out our complete community calendar on our website, kcaw.org, and you can also submit your own events from anywhere throughout our listening region.